The Business on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Ulster Bank. For when you want business experts that get to know you, not just your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/businessmatters.
Well, from the awards and wedding stage to stand-up and the culinary arts to comedy, a business that's also well known for its toughness. We sent our own funny man, Liam Geraghty, out behind the scenes to see how hard it is to make a living as a stand-up.
We're at Smock Alley Theatre in it's the main room here, and I'm doing my show Home Truths tonight. There's a bit of a church vibe, I think, here. It's a bit strange as well because the audience are elevated and you're down, so that's always a bit of a status thing. I like a big 9-foot stage to glare down at them.
Garode Farley's career in comedy started with open mic nights where he'd try out characters and sketches.
And I was terrible. I really was awful. I always dread that somebody will say, "Oh, I have a video of this." Like, no, no, no.
He quickly dropped the characters for stand-up and loved it. But it was still more of a hobby in the beginning.
I was working full-time in Aviva in the IT department as a programmer, a proper good, pensionable, permanent job, as I'm reminded every Sunday dinner.
3.5 years ago, he left his IT job.
There was redundancies, and I kind of stuck my hand up a bit, going, "I'll do that."
And just like that, he was a full-time comedian.
Well, I think you need to be careful in entertainment these days, like, cause like even in Irish comedy, like, we've had our scandals. You know, we just scandal. She didn't hear about the scandal. Oh, Jesus, we were up the walls. The day the scandal broke, there was a scandal about an Irish gay comedian. Well, there's only two of us in that building. The hardest thing is that you are definitely running a small business, and you have to think of it in those terms because you are the product, and that is the selling point because you know it really well, and it is also the big Achilles heel because you're selling yourself. So any rejection of the product is a complete rejection of you.
So my name is Addison. Thank you so much for coming to this. This is a preview. So I'm trying to get this show ready for Edinburgh. Now, I did this show at first fortnight, right? But I had a look at it there and it was a load of shit. So I'm trying to change the front of it.
So I'm Alison Spittle and I'm a stand-up comedian.
I don't imagine it's that lucrative at the beginning. Oh, or even now, I don't know.
It's not lucrative at all. It costs you more to do it than it does to earn. So I'm doing a tour now. And with a tour, you have to get PR to promote the tour or nobody will come. And I have a support act because I don't drive and I need a support act. I'm not at a level where I can offer someone a good enough show without having a fantastic support act as well. So that's another cost. I'm doing a gig in Mullingar and that is a big, big expense. I'm doing Mullingar because I want to do Mullingar because I'm from Ballymore, which is just outside Mullingar, but financially I shouldn't be doing Mullingar. I should be doing the main cities and then places where I can sell well, but I'm just doing it out of pure ignorance. It's what I want to do, you know. It's more of a vocation than a career that will financially support you. It's mad because people think I'm on the telly, I must be rich, but you know yourself, RT doesn't pay that much. I dare you to put that on air.
My name is Sharon Mannion and I am an actor, a comedian, a writer and a facilitator as well.
Sharon teaches a stand-up course in the Gaiety School of Acting.
You do get quite a cross-section. So yeah, you get a lot of people from the corporate world who maybe give presentations in work, that kind of thing, and really they just want to sort of try this and maybe see if they can bring it into their work a little bit. You get a lot of people who've emigrated here from different countries and they kind of see this as a way to sort of maybe learn. Like one Spanish girl said to me she wanted to learn the Irish crack. You know, so you get a bit of that.
Hey, you're looking for Jimmy Tushu.
Yeah. get out on the street.
Yeah, well, I spent a lot of time on the street. I might know something about him.
Oh, my God. I mean, if stand-up is hard to make a living in, I mean, improv is kind of impossible. Like, I mean, I'm with the Dublin Comedy Improv in Monday nights in the International. I think it's actually the longest running comedy show in Ireland. It's certainly the longest running improv show. It's like 20 whatever years at this stage. So it's right up there in terms of one of the most popular comedy shows in the country. And like, we're doing it for the love of it. I can tell you that much. It's not for the millions we're pocketing.
Back in Smock Alley, Garode Farrelly continues his show.
I had to ring my mother. I had to ring my aunt to come here listening to the story. It's on the news website and it's about an Irish gay comedian. She just said, "We know that's not you. Don't be ridiculous." I thought, God, that's fantastic. That's lovely. That's my mother. She knows me. She said that Sessie was high profile.